Stefan Nikolic. I'm a Rom by origin. From 1937 to the middle of May 1942, I lived with my family in Dubrava, Zagreb, earning my daily bread through transportation because I possessed my own horses and wagon. I had a wife, Nikolic Štefica, aged 20, and one child, Danica, aged 3. At the moment when the police organs of the so-called independent state of Croatia took us to the Janosovac concentration camp, my wife was in the 9th month of pregnancy and was expected to give birth within 3 weeks. Like I've mentioned, in the middle of May 1942, the police organs of the so-called independent state of Croatia and Ustašas arrived in Dubrava, Zagreb, where a whole Roma settlement was located. They told us that we must immediately leave our homes and that we would all, without exception, be transferred to somewhere in Bosnia, where we would perform forced labor and work on some abandoned estates. And indeed, all Roma from the mentioned settlement, with their possessions, were taken to the so-called Sajmište in Zagreb, where we were loaded into 4 livestock carriages and remained trapped inside them for 2 days, after which we were taken eastwards by train. On the third day, sometime around 11 o'clock in the morning, our carriages were detached in front of the Jasenovac concentration camp. The fifth day, I was transferred together with a group of Roma to the southern bank of the Sava. And here we were divided into 4 groups, given the task of digging large pits in the ground. There were perhaps 50 of us working there, and these pits were some 200 meters away from the bank of the Sava. The pits covered an area of around 10 square meters, which was somewhat deeper. Every day we dug 4 such pits. We worked from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Right after the first day, I was with a group of Roma filling in previously dug pits. These pits contained the bodies of killed Roma men, women, and children. On that day, I filled in 7 such pits. There were 40 to 50 dead people in each of them. I could see by their wounds that the victims' skulls had been broken with some heavy objects, probably mallets, and many of the bodies had had their abdomens laid open, so their intestines had fallen out. Some of the victims' ears and hands had been cut off. A certain number of victims lay dead outside the pits, so we collected them and threw them into the pits, after which we filled them in. I spent a total of 9 days digging pits on the southern bank of the Sava. Every day we encountered the same scenes. In the pits we had dug the day before, we found killed Roma, men, women, and children, most dressed only in their underwear, while those wearing poor clothing had been killed while still wearing it. Most of them were killed with hammers, so their skulls were broken. During our time working there, usually in the afternoon, we saw groups of Roma brought from the camp on the northern bank of the Sava and placed into some abandoned houses on the southern bank of the river. They were probably liquidated at night after our departure, since every morning we found whole piles of dead people in the pits we had previously dug. Since work in the camp was very stressful, and we received very little food, I soon began losing strength and saw that I wouldn't be able to work like this for much longer, since it was known in the camp that those unable to work anymore would be killed. I and a group of Roma who'd been digging pits with me decided to flee from the camp at the first opportunity. One night on the 14th day of my stay in the camp, I managed to crawl under the barbed wire and escaped.